about it. But it is completely 100% satanic. So the difference between the kingdoms is found in the secrets of those kingdoms. Where are the secrets? If you study the New Testament, the secrets are in the heart of the widow. That's where the secret is. The secrets are in the hearts of the widow. They're in the hearts of the people who have poured out their hearts at night, cried out to God. I remember sitting with a young girl one day, and she's like, "Nah, I don't know. God doesn't ever hear me. And, you know, my dad doesn't like me," and all this stuff. And, you know, I tried to encourage her, And one day, the Lord showed me in her drawer at Bible school. I didn't go into the girls' dorm. He showed me something. It was in the bottom of her drawer. And he also showed me her soul. And I was like, "Really?" So the next day when I saw her, I told her what was in her drawer. And I also told her that, I said, "You never told me at those nights when you're suicidal and all those things, you're actually praying." She said, "Well, he doesn't hear me." I said, "Oh, really? How did I know you pray?" Because what I saw him form in the dark night of the soul was like this crystal glass with light just radiating from it. Beautiful, beautiful. I followed that girl's life. I went to her wedding. And I sat in the back. And that gray-haired, beachy bishop that married her that day stood there with his jaw. And he said, "You are a very beautiful Christian woman." Why? Because in the dark night of the soul, she was crying out to God. No idea that he was actually hearing her. But I'm here to tell you, the difference in the kingdoms is the difference in the secrets. They're not how good you look on the surface. They're what's actually true in the inner part of your soul. Two words in the difference: love and power. Who is more powerful, God or Satan? God. A little bit? Itsy bitsy more?
God.
God is infinitely more powerful than Satan. I get texts all the time, almost every day, that it's nip and tuck between God and Satan. It's just nip and tuck. Because that's people's experience. This girl's thing at night is, "I'm almost being sucked into this dark hole by Satan. God just doesn't seem to be able to get me here." And so it doesn't feel like this is working. It doesn't feel like it at all. So the power, if you go back to the cross, and you look at the cross, and you get in Mary, the mother of Jesus' body, and you stand there, and you watch the darkness, Satan, actually kill her son. And finally, it's over. He's dead. And you wonder, which is more powerful, God or Satan? We understand that 3 days later there was a resurrection. That definitely showed that, but Mary didn't know that then. She did not know that. There are so many things in this resurrection that we don't yet know. Evil gets its power from taking life from someone else. That's how they get their power. That's what sexual abuse is all about. It is about getting more power for the person abusing. I don't know whether I should tell you this or not, but I have taught many sexual abuse seminars. I have counseled many people. It is absolutely 100% the most unfair thing that could ever happen. Why? Because I am on the other side of that thing. I have a history of abusing others. I didn't know that it was abuse. But I know now that it was. I know now that it was destroying a fragrance, a beauty, a uniqueness, an eternal part in other people. I am here before you, not because I am worthy, but because Jesus died on the cross for my sins and for yours. The whole thing about sexual abuse isn't just something that happens in a body or something that happens in a soul. It's about destroying something that is beautiful. So evil gets its power from taking beauty out of something and carrying that beauty to Satan, and he throws it in a dark hole. But that's how they get their power. So at the center of the kingdoms is something that looks like, I don't want to say this, but you're adults